Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Arms out to your mum's house. 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 Arms out to your mum's house.
Yeah, no, we're doing a bit of urban exploring.
Clap for just for sound. Let me do one more. There we go. Just keep an ear out for it beeping, because then
battery run.
Yeah, just in case, you know what I mean. Just but we are rolling right now. Booyah. What's up,
what's
B?
Going on?
Oh, careful.
Shit, there's me getting too excited already. is there a beer for me?
Of course. There you go, sir. That's
arms
for you.
Arms house to your mum's house. Party people, we're episode 74.
74, yo.
As you can see, we're in the DDS HQ. Top secret location. Sub's got to give you a key.
You know what I mean? To get anywhere near it. You know what I mean? There's tripwires, everything. But yo, for the people just listening right now, we are on location. In a pigeon shit covered derelict warehouse. Was it a substation, maybe it was?
Yes.
Oh, it's substation, isn't it?
It's a substation.
Man, those old school dubs on the way in. Key, 92,
yeah.
Emace tags in there.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Tube throw.
Tube
1989.
Yo.
Jesus Christ.
This place has been around for a while, man.
We need to take a photo of the tube. We'll put it on the pod right now.
Oh,
you did?
I got pictures of
the tube
of
throw up.
Yeah.
It's a sick throw up as well, that tea, man, with the zoot coming out.
Yeah.
It's sick.
A killer, man.
It's sick.
I love seeing old, like, and it's faded dubs and shit. Like, just, you can't even read half of them because they've been there for
I
so
love
long.
That shit. And you see the pigeon shit floor?
Oh, mate.
That's the Ravenscourt Park place that. It reminds me so much of that place.
Yeah.
The Ono and the Maze.
No, it reminds me of Q, man. Of fucking.
Yeah, that was bird shit central,
just
wasn't it?
Covered in bird shit.
Oh,
man.
Shit. It was like, you know, 10 inches thick.
It was crazy. And there was like the random nail sticking out every now and again. I remember hearing a couple people stepping on them nails. That's one thing I used to shit myself.
Yeah,
bopping
boy.
Through there.
You nearly did it just now.
Nearly, yeah. That little fucking dirty. I've got to get a tetanus shot now after this. But yeah, man, fucking yo, this is also the place you did a bit of for the Chase and Status promo thing, right?
Warehouse in the middle of nowhere. We can't give the location because then Sub will chuck us out of DDS.
Yeah, exactly.
And
mate, that fucking thing.
Yeah.
That we posted, and I should have put a watermark on it, man, because bare people now copy pasted it.
People chiefed it.
In it, man.
I was fuming.
And I don't mind people chiefing it, but yo, like, you know, give us some credit, man.
Give
us a shout, man.
That was sent to us because, you know what I mean, we're generals.
You know what I mean? No, it was weird. Like, just, it was, obviously, I can't go into too much detail, but it was an anonymous account from someone. You know me.
Yeah.
Someone of note. And, or at least claiming to be someone of note. I mean, ultimately, it's hard to tell, you know what I mean? But they sent that. They said, look, post this up. Yeah. And I was like,
this has come from the top bosses.
Yeah.
We don't even want to say, but it was the top bosses.
I mean, they asked us to be discreet about it, you know what I mean? So whatever, but you guys can work it out, man. And it was just, when they sent it through, I was like, yo, that is hilarious, man. So I called you straight away. I was like, check the Instagram. And yo, it's got quite a funny response as well, man. Did you put yourself in DDS? Yes.
You are not in DDS. That's so many people out of DDS.
Oh my days, man.
And the bit where, did Bosch put you in DDS?
Mm.
Did Shutu later agree? That's like a lot of people got in DDS like that, but Shutu didn't agree, so they're not in DDS.
Mate, you know what? Shuto is quite an elusive figure, man. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I've ever... Maybe I've seen him once or twice about, I don't know, like back in the day. But, yeah.
I've only seen him twice.
Oh, yeah, and people in the comments asking, where does Sub go for beers?
That's a great comment.
You know what I mean? Like,
that is fucking brilliant. Anyone know where Sub is at?
I think it's because the last episode we did was a live one, and a couple of people in the chat were asked. Obviously, I'm not saying this because of
this. There's a lot of DDS chat on our pod.
But yeah, of course there's that. But also people are asking, oh, is Touch really in DDS? Is this guy really? And I'm like, I don't fucking know, man.
Yeah.
How the fuck are we supposed to know, man? We don't drink beers with Sub, you know what I mean? So, I mean, Touch he gave us DDS. The keys, but...
Touch is DDS.
Yeah, I assume so. But don't ask us anymore, man. Refer to that. Thing, you know what I mean?
I'm worried about this table every time I...
Yeah,
I know. Can I use your lighter?
I've got
an ITAL.
ITAL. Mate, are you going to be all right bunning that up?
Yeah, I won't be able to bun it all. But okay. It's sticky as dick, so it's not going to smoke very well.
We are literally in the middle of bumfuck nowhere. We're West London, of course. You know what I mean?
London.
Oh, don't be specific.
Well, it's not really hot.
Yeah.
It's like very difficult to find.
We're in and around West London somewhere, you know what I mean? But I love places like this, you know, just discovering places like this and then, like I said, finding
urban
all
exploring.
The old...
Urban exploring.
Urban exploring. That reminds me of, you know that writer Neas, N-E-A-S?
Yeah.
Is he DPM crew? I can't remember, man. Fuck. I don't want to get DPM. That wrong. Anyway, Neas is a legendary writer, man. And he doesn't get enough props, I don't think, man. But his Instagram, if you follow his Instagram...
He did huge top to bottoms and stuff.
He did
huge BRs though, bruv.
Shit. Nah, he did loads of shit, man. That guy's sick, dude. And it just, if you followed his Instagram, I think he... Again, I don't know. I don't know the guy. But it looked like he was a location scout. Like, people would pay him... Again, I could be wrong. But like, this is what it looked like to me. Like, he would go to locations to find... Obviously, he got it from trying to find spots for Graph. But I think he would find spots for like to film music videos or for movies. Yeah, because he would go on these ventures. Like, I would see them with clipboards and shit, like climbing over things, trying to find places. Like just you know, undiscovered
location
places.
Scout.
Yeah, just locations for stuff, whatever it might be, you know, like an urban exploring, basically. So yeah, props to Neas. I just want to give him a shout out. But yo, we got, you know, we can't really listen to tunes down
the
road.
It reminds me of something though.
What?
You see the Zonk sort of interview thing that came out.
Oh,
that
shit,
guy's
YouTube
channel, yeah?
That was jokes.
Did you see the bit when he's talking about what's Graph for you? And he's like, no, it's illegal Graph. Trains, not BRs. And I was like, yo!
He said not the overgrow, yeah.
I think he said BRs.
Did he, yeah?
He said fucking BRs. We got to clip that and use that.
Yeah, that was hilarious when I saw that, man.
That's Uncle Zonk telling you, no one gives a fuck about your BRs. Because we've had a comment recently where someone said, BR's all right, man. A panel's a panel.
Yeah.
But, yo,
I mean,
it's not really.
Yeah, exactly, man. Yeah, and that was a funny little video. I can't remember the name of the video guy who did it. He looks like a Somalian dude.
Yeah, he looks like he's just started up. It's like his sixth or fifth, but he's getting a lot of hits.
It's good, well edited, nice quality, and that's what you need, man. And if he stays consistent, that channel could blow, man. What the fuck? I'll put it below the name of the thing, and you can check a link.
It
doesn't matter. But yeah, and then they also film a bit of the RIP Lame. That's where they did most of the interviews. So yo, RIP Lame.
Yeah, big up Lame.
No
Us,
doubt.
Man. Horrific.
Yeah. Yo, man. So, I mean, we got a bit of Graph critique. I was thinking we could critique some of the stuff that's in here, man. Like, we got a nice Klaz and Rate kind of dub.
That's a nice
thing,
Rate dub, man.
With the zombie character there. I'll show you a picture on the screen.
Pubes, TPG.
Pubes. with the character, the old school character.
We got the theme dub up there. Yeah, that's a sick reach.
That's jokes. You can see it through the doorway.
Teach piece.
Obviously, Teach here in the place. Diet has got a couple there.
We helped them do their outlines.
Yeah, we held their hands, you know. who else has been through? What other tags did we see through here, man? Not that many, to be honest. I don't think this place has really been discovered.
There's a theme piece, and then there's the Buds piece on the other side.
Yeah, big up Buds. And obviously the key.
A couple of DCI reaches as well.
Yes, of course. Depot. I saw SWAT tag, man. Yeah. I haven't seen a SWAT tag in ages, man. That kid used to get on my nerves. I don't know what he's up to now, but when I was a kid, I think we had a little beef, but whatever, you know, it's minor, whatever.
It's a shit reach. Shit hand stop.
I mean, the dude got about, though. He did his thing.
He did get about.
Yeah.
It was a bit like a blink sort of thing, but worse.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And big up Blink as well, man.
Oh, big Three up Scott. Blink. Big up Blink.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
He used to wind me up as well back in the day.
Why he started writing Scott Free. Because he got nicked for Blink.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah, of course.
And they couldn't pin any of it down.
Yeah.
But at that moment, they were like, Blink, there was a lot of Blink damage.
Oh,
like,
mate.
A lot of Blink damage.
Them lot were out there, man. Stay, Blink.
Him maybe more than, you know what I mean? He was.
Oh, yeah, more than your average, yeah.
Because he went in hard. And then he came out and started writing Scott Free just to piss them off.
Like, that was hilarious, man. I remember part of my court case when I was, me and Zeal got nicked and we were going to court for like a fucking year and they were bringing all this evidence, like they'd been documenting so much of our stuff,
they
you know what they
did. Shit.
And just to piss him off, Zeal, I think it might have been in Chiswick Park Station or somewhere, he'd written, Spencer and Taylor, we love you really.
Turn them green.
Maybe turn them green.
Stanford Brook.
Somewhere on that line, the district line.
On the underground sign.
Yeah, and then they brought it out in the court, and I remember they were going, look, I know you guys, you know, paying us little compliments and shit like that, and we were just there, no comment, nah, don't know what you're talking about. I'll tell that whole story another time, man, but that was long.
What, were the police saying that in the court, or was it the lawyer saying?
No, it was Spencer and Taylor were prosecuting us.
Representing us.
They were in court prosecuting us.
The United Kingdom versus Amber and Zeal. I love these.
It was, and we were being tried together, man. And it was a whole long affair. Luckily, I mean, they were obviously threatening us with jail time and shit. But because at the time we were applying to universities and stuff,
you blagged that,
yeah, and all that stuff. And then our lawyer just said, look, because we were saying not guilty, no comment. And they said, look, if you plead guilty, we'll work out a deal, and like, you won't go to prison. You just do community service and pay a fine. But you won't go to prison. That's what the deal was. But if you say not guilty, we're gonna continue with the
trial and
see what happens. And then Zeal got caught red-handed.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They actually nicked him while he was halfway through doing a tag. I'm sorry, Zeal. I don't mean to say your business yet, but that was fucking stupid. And he basically threw a spanner in the whole works. So the whole not guilty thing,
the whole like deal was falling through. They said no deal.
No. It was after that. That's when they said, look, we got you now.
You can't
on camera,
not guilty, yeah.
Caught red-handed. Either you go prison for 3 years, which is basically a year and a half, or you say you're guilty and we just give you 220 hours community service and a £2,000 fine.
And the not guilty black is over, bro.
And you won't, yeah, and you won't go to. No, but genuinely, I reckon because I didn't get caught. It was Zeal.
Yeah, you could have still been going. No,
I could have. Still...
I don't even know.
I don't know why you were so shit.
I could
have, because the only link that they made between us is that we both got nicked 3 years previously. Not nicked. We were walking down the street together, and then a police van stopped. We were on our way to a mission. A police van stopped, came out, searched us, found spray cans on us, took all our details, gave us a little caution, and let us go. And that came up in the court case. They were like, look, you two were together on this thing, and you had spray cans on you.
Yeah.
So that's how they linked us together. But I still could have. I mean, to be honest, I still could have just said no. I mean, my lawyer was just a dickhead. He was like, look, just take the deal, man.
What kind of lawyer was he? Was it you, private lawyer?
Nah.
State?
Nah, it was a state.
Like, given
thing.
To you?
Yeah, I wasn't going to pay for that shit. You know, I didn't have any money then.
What year is that?
This was 99, maybe?
Really?
Something like that. And we had to do, hell. Oh, yeah. And the punchline of the story is, we were doing community service. We were going mowing old people's houses, like lawns and shit. And then we had to paint like an old people's home. And then they got us an Acton Park where the playground is, there was an old faded shitty graph, like paint, not even graph, it was just like a mural on the wall. And we were painting the whole building lime green. And then suddenly like lightning struck my brain. And I was like, yo, so I went to the probation guy and I was like, bro, I could, if they ask them if they want a new painting on here, I could paint something for them. So he worked it out. And then boom, I did the last like 100 hours of, because I took my time.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I ended up painting a mural on the side of this fucking thing in Acton.
Acton Park.
Not Acton Park. It was a park in Acton, but not Acton Park. It was down, you know where the McDonald's is in Acton?
In Acton, yeah.
On the Uxbridge Road. It was like on that side of the road, down one of those streets, there was like a little bit of green and then there was a playground and a thing.
Fish pond.
Some shit. This is a while ago, man. And I was like, mate, I could paint something new on it. Ask them if they want that. And then they worked it out for me, basically. And then I just ended up doing graph as my punishment for graph.
Was it graph?
I was painting with spray cans. You know what I mean? I didn't do graph. It was just like kids playing football and shit. Some whack shit. And I remember my mum laughing about that because I was like, look, mum, they got me painting as a punishment for painting. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was just, it was silly, the whole thing, man.
That is the greatest blag to one's mum.
You know what I mean?
Ma, I got nicked and they're making me fucking do graph. You see, I told you it was nothing, ma.
I rate my parents though, man. They were always on my side. Not once did they be like they knew, like they knew I was just painting, you know what I mean? Okay, they didn't want me doing illegal stuff. They didn't like it when the police came, raided the house. Fucking 3 times it happened. So obviously they weren't pleased with that, but
3 times. But yo, same
like,
house.
I'll tell you what, my dad, when my dad's not a criminal, but my dad was working with the PLO, yeah, Palestinian Liberation Organization. This is in the '80s. No.
He used to get raided for that, no?
He got raided once because actually it's a mad story. This is kind of fucked up. Do you remember hearing about the Lufthansa flight that got fucking taken over by? No, I don't know. Yeah, I think maybe the SAS came in and they killed all the people on all the terrorists or whatever. I can't remember the whole details of it. But one of the terrorists on that plane, yeah, this is kind of fucked up. Because my dad, he was like low in the ranks of the PLO, especially when he first came to London. And all his job was just to kind of, oh, they'd go, oh, look, go pick this guy up and take him over there. Oh, this guy, go bail him out from the prison, pay the thing, sign the thing, and then take him over here. So he was like running around doing little jobs like that. Turned out one of the dudes he went to the prison to bail out was one of the guys on that aeroplane. And so like about 8 years later,
fuck,
8 years later, when, so he bailed him out of prison for whatever it might have been.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then 8 years later, the Lufthansa thing happened. And then my dad's watching it on TV and the doors get kicked in by about 30 police officers rush my dad's yard.
Fucking, I thought you said your dad was watching the TV and he recognised the geezer. No, he didn't. The door was booted off.
He had no idea who it was, yeah? And then the door boots off, the feds come in.
Feds.
Nick him and all this stuff, take him in. And then obviously after they interrogate him, my dad was like, I have no idea. I'm not connected to it in any way. You know, he'd left the PLO
like,
by then.
Yeah.
No, for real. They were like,
yeah,
okay.
But they were like, yeah.
Maybe. But he got off. Like, he had nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? He had absolutely nothing. I'm being serious. Yeah, he would never. My dad is a peace and love guy, man. If you look him up, Mustafa Kakuti, he worked for the UN. He fucking... He worked for the BBC, he worked for Sky News, he made Talal, yo. And Talal's the biggest pussy in the world.
That's the kind of man this guy is. He made Talal.
I'm just kidding, man. Talal. And then I've already mentioned this on the pod. My dad was a hostage in the Iranian embassy siege. He was a hostage for like
SAS.
5 days. And that's another SAS came in and he survived that. That was a whole fucking next level thing. Again, I'm not going
to
bring
they
it up.
They used to come to his, they used to go for like an annual.
We used to do reunions, yeah. And I've already mentioned this on the pod, but I want to do an episode where I really go in on that because it's really interesting, like what the SAS did, because they took my mum in hiding.
I got bears.
And she was pregnant with me at the time. My mum was heavily pregnant. This happened in 1980. And so they took her, the SAS, and they quizzed her, obviously, about everything. And it's a fucking mad story. And there's been mad, obviously, movies made about it and books and
your mum's been interrogated by the SAS, bruv.
Crazy, man. But just to reiterate the point, my dad...
Your mom's been interrogated by the SAS.
But my dad is a is all his whole life was dedicated to finding peaceful means for democracy. He left Syria because of the dictatorship there with Hafez al-Assad. Now it's Bashar al-Assad. He was against that. He was all about democracy and finding peace and in peaceful ways, you know. Anyway, moving on, man. Graf, innit? Graf.
A great man.
Rest in peace.
I'll let you know now, yeah. I've had half of this this eye tour. Not even half. Absolutely buzzing off my fucking tits.
I bet you are.
Completely buzzing.
What? How many times? Every time we record the pod, you're like, I shouldn't have smoked that weed.
It's so true. I'm telling you, anyone who smokes weed, stop smoking weed.
Yeah, man.
Stop smoking weed for like quite a while and then just have a little toke here and there and bruv, you are. It's weed for why people smoke weed in the first place. It makes you feel good. Makes you feel, when you're banning like 10, 11, 12 zoots a day, it's just a nothing. You know what I mean? It's just nothing.
Yeah, you just build a tolerance and you just like, yeah.
And it kind of just brings you back to normal level. I have a zoot and I'll be back to normal. Zoot. When you stop smoking fucking weed, you get it all out of you, man.
Yeah.
And you just have a time, you realize like, fucking hell, this is why people smoke weed.
Innit?
Like if I've got a headache,
mm.
I'm feeling a bit like fucked from work and headache, I have a tiny bit of weed and I'm just like, everything blessed, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's mad. It is mad.
It's dope, yeah. I mean...
Like fucking giggling and shit. I know I've spoken about it before, but it's fucking mental.
You know what?
It is a mental thing.
On the way into this warehouse, because you said last time you came here, it was pitch black. It was at night. And then now, coming back during the day, you're like, fucking hell. Like, you know...
It's
like
mad easy.
Because you, like, took a drop last one. You felt you saw some ditch and all that stuff. But it's so much easier, yeah, when you can see where you're fucking going. And it reminded me of this time I went to like a forest party, yeah?
With all the Trustafarians.
You remember them weird fucking mad like techno parties in a forest?
Blonde birds with dreadlocks.
And it was on the motorway. Which motorway connects London to Southampton?
There's a long... M3, no?
M3. And like the directions for this thing were like, go for the M3 between this junction and that junction and you'll see some candles on the side of the road. Yeah, and that's the entrance.
No way, and then they go, you'll start proper hippie.
Yeah,
blonde birds, dreadlocks.
It was mad. Yeah.
Furry pits.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so obviously we turned
flip-flops.
Up.
Flip flops.
We turned up mad late at night. Yeah, so we like you know see the candles. Yeah, and we're like stop the car, and we park up the car.
It's
yeah,
random
candles. And then. And we're parked up like on the side of like some A road type thing. But we saw some other cars there. So we're like, oh, this must be the spot. Yeah. So we park up. We see the candles and it's pitch fucking black. And this was before like smartphones. So we didn't have even torches on the phones or anything. We just had lighters. And yeah, we just go.
Like, or the green bit from your Nokia screen.
Yeah.
We were
flicking the lighter and then we just get a flash of what our surroundings were. And we'd be like, okay, that direction. Like that. And we go. And it was just bushes and fucking fallen trees and shit. We were like climbing over all this shit trying to get, and we could hear.
Yeah, in the distance.
Getting louder and louder. We're like, it's this way, I swear. And we're like climbing covered in shit. We're just trying to get to this thing. And finally we get there and we rave and we get mash up and we're there all night. And then daylight comes and then we're going back to the car. And there was a fucking pathway, a beautiful pathway. We must have been like 2 meters from the pathway, just walking through all this bramble and all this shit. And we were like, oh man, for fuck's sakes, we went through that shit trying to find this place.
The last time I came here, I buckled on one of those fucking classic stones, you know, the underground stones.
Oh yeah.
And I just, we were dusting across that bridge.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, I don't know if trains are still running, but I had to duck across that. And in the middle of the fucking dust, I was stepping on the...
On the slats, yeah. Figs, yeah.
And it was fucking right on the bam, and I had to continue the dust.
Yeah, yeah, you can't
stop. Immediately, because I'm on a fucking bridge.
Yeah.
So, and I knew it was, you know when you do that with your ankle, sometimes it's not that bad. You're like, oh, I just saved that one there, fucking, oh, rare.
You feel it about.
Yeah, you feel it, but you just save it, and we bring it back. Yeah. This was a full-blown, and the camera geezer behind me.
Yeah.
And he's mad prey.
Yeah.
Because he's doing like illegal trap walks in the night, fucking whilst trains are running, going over a bridge. I'm like, listen, basically, yeah, we've got to get over this bridge.
Yeah.
So what? Like, boom.
Yeah, yeah. Big up cameraman.
Yeah, cameraman. And buckled my fucking ankle, man. And I had to continue the dust like whilst trying to stay on this slant. Ah, slow motion. Ah.
Man, I hate
carried on in the fucking motion and got across. Fucking. Yeah. Hated
and then you lost Talal's GoPro.
Yeah, dropped again. Yeah.
I'm sorry to keep bringing it up. I don't give a shit, man. You made it right.
Yeah, but I bought him a new one. Mm-hmm. And he said it's for us, basically.
Yeah, because he bought Talal, like Talal. Oh, we got it there, man. I think that's it.
Is this the one I bought?
I think it might be, man. It might be. Mm-hmm. What are we in now? I think we're... Ah, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, man.
So I got... what? The thing is, bro, I think I fucked this up. I don't even know where my phone is now.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Siri. Uh-huh. Oh, big up, Siri, blood. Oh, big up. I got a tune.
Okay, yeah, go on.
Because it reminded me mucho of Le Back in the Day's raves.
All right, cool. He's going to play it off his phone, but in the edit, I'll play the...
Elizabeth Troy, Greater Love.
Never heard of it.
No, I didn't see if you remember this.
Of course I know this one.
I don't know if this is some sort of remix, but it says Elizabeth Troy, Greatest Love.
It's well, there's a drum and bass remix.
Very fitting for this kind of warehouse. Night warehouse, and the bass on it.
It's decent.
The bass line. To finally come around, to understand your love, to know that it's the only kind.
Who is that?
I don't know, but she's amazing.
To step up to your doorway.
I'll tell you what, don't play it in the thing. I'm going to play it just so we can hear it.
Falling deep into your...
It's taken some time to finally come around. One time I came back from a...
Wait, stop the tuning.
Came back from Amsterdam, and I was working in Barney's coffee shop.
Came back from Amsterdam?
Yeah. I used to go to Amsterdam a lot and stay there for a long time.
Yeah, we know.
But I was working at Barney's.
Which was Barney's?
It used to be sick. I'm very disappointed when I went... Well, when I went back, that was like 15 years ago. But
in Amsterdam?
Yeah, it used to be sick. Barney's coffee shop, they had their own farm as well. They were one of the first dudes to do that.
I must have been there. Was it run
it's
by
like
English
a big
people?
Sundial, and there's kind of like reminds me a bit of VEV recordings. The
send me the logo
if you can
find it. I'll find
and
it. Yeah,
it was a tiny place, bruv. And now it's all like American breakfast and rare.
Oh right, still there.
Yeah, but now it's like a sort of chainy thing.
Yeah,
but it was nothing. It was this Irish geezer,
mm-hmm.
and Holland hated him. Like all the politics around him was that he was fucking the geezer attracting bare heads of European descent, blah, 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 coming over just to smoke weed and bang hookers.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't be allowed. Everyone else is from the Netherlands. But so he was getting bare beef. And he was just like expanding and started doing breakfast and shit and whatnot. And he's pissed on them.
Yeah.
I was the official dealer, yeah? Well, I wasn't the official dealer, but I wanted to get that job because he got this t-shirt that said official dealer.
Oh, shit.
The biggest dealer. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just working in the bar. Well, behind the, like, doing the munch and the coffees and shit like that.
So how long were you there for? You were there for an extended amount of time.
Yeah, I used to go. And...
Well, you were back and forth.
I told you I was banging that bird from the fucking live cam thing. That was Amsterdam.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I went to Amsterdam,
I know you've been there many times.
23 times.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes I would stay for like a long, like Amsterdam was ridiculous.
So what was the longest period of time you stayed there? Ruined your life.
Like six months, half a year. Not a year.
Okay, but an extensive, okay, cool. I mean, the longest I've ever been in Dam is, I think I went for a week once.
I went
in
the grass.
A grasshopper?
No.
Nah, okay.
The greenhouse.
Oh, the greenhouse, yeah.
Greenhouse,
yeah.
That was a good one. Bad, man. That was used to get logical progression over at the geezer. The geezer was in. He's like, yeah, whatever you know, just invite them in. They used to get sick heads come into a tiny coffee shop.
Yeah, greenhouse was dope.
Like on a Tuesday night, you know what I mean? It would have fucking, I can't remember. It was.
They had
like
the good strains.
And shit like that. Yeah, they had the good strains.
Yeah. I remember that was famous for that.
And anyway, Barney's, I was there, and I finally got the official dealer, yeah? I'm like, oh, I'm the official fucking dealer. Mm. But I was only like some brass timetable. I was like Sunday morning or some shit like that. But and then I took a couple of teas, came back to Carnival. Some dude in his yard, don't know who it is from Adam, has got his decks outside, like on this on the porch of the house. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's fucking mixing with the speakers out the window. It's got nothing to do with Carnival. He's a slap bang lives right in the middle of Carnival, and it's this sick, mad section on the corner. I'm like, yo, that guy's just fucking bang, playing tunes, bro.
Yeah.
Go over there. And he's like playing bangers. He's like a bedroom DJ, knows what to play. He's like, this is like the best moment of my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
In the Carnival. It's like, oh, and people are stopping and shacking out outside his house. He's like, yo. The geezer out next
what,
door.
What, Latin style out the window?
Yeah.
Nice.
No. He's come out.
Oh, he's come out. Okay.
Well, his living room window.
Yeah.
But the geezer next door comes out with a saxophone.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And he just starts licking off his saxophone to that tune there.
Deep.
And I'm wearing the official dealer t-shirt.
And
there's a, maybe I could say, here's a photo of me.
There's
a photo of me, like, with, there's a pair of photos of me, like, giving out drawers, selling weed. And everyone coming up to me in Carnival saying, oh, yeah, can I get some heroin? Because I've got official dealer in. Photos of me with the feds and that. And, of course, I
got
turn
pills,
around because it says it on the back. I turn around and it's
jokes.
Just feds, official dealer, feds. It's a sick shot.
Oh, man.
I don't know what. That's on, like, fucking MySpace or something. But if I can find that, I'll definitely send it to you.
Oh, please.
That is a ridiculous photo.
That is hilarious, man. I tell you what, talking about living abroad, when I lived in Abu Dhabi for about a year.
Yalla,
Habibi! I should think of an Arabic word for you as well. We didn't do that last week.
Yeah, definitely Arabic word.
Did I
send you a voice note about my Arabic?
Yeah. Tell me about it. No, you got to tell that. So obviously I teach theme, you know, the odd Arabic word here and there. What happened, man? Because that is jokes.
It's not just the odd Arabic word now. Yeah. Now it's been like, you know, 7-8 weeks.
You've got a little vocabulary. We got a bit of a vocabulary now, man. Okay. You're going to have the police raiding your house now. No, I'm
this
just kidding.
Geezer, I was on my work phone. This geezer phones my, and it's like +911. I'm like, hello?
Yeah.
Just on my mobile phone. And yeah, hello? He's like, Andrew. I'm like, yeah. Apparently I spoke to him like, rare. I've only worked at this place for Not a year yet.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Going, really? He's like, yeah. Anyway, this Saudi geezer's bought this flat in Fulham, yeah? And he, two and a bit years ago.
Yeah.
And he's stayed in it for 10 days.
Typical Saudi behavior.
So I'm like, apparently I spoke to him must have been like my first fucking week. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? Why are you living in Saudi? Why don't you give me your flat and I'll rent it, give you more peace? And that kind of chat. And he's, Andrew, no. So he phoned me, but Andrew, you remember me? I'm like, yeah, you know what I mean? Thinking, what is this?
Yeah.
I'm in Heathrow. I'm going to have flat now. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to meet you at the flat. Yeah, meet you at the flat, bosh. Just tell me when you're there.
Yeah.
And this fucking geezer does. He fucking gets back. I never spoken to him. He gets back and he bells me, Andrew, I'm in house. Please come now. And I'm thinking, yo. You know, so I would never please come now. I mean, I'd be like, no. This is when, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, this dude's got, you know, there's something about this dude. I'm like, yeah, all right.
Mm.
Because it's a 7-minute bop from my house.
Okay.
And I know what the building is. It's fucking ridiculous building, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, he's got something in there. I'm like, all right, I'm going to walk around. I'll be there in 15 minutes. He's like, really? So I go around there. He lets me in and I immediately notice he's Arabic. He's got his son there, you know, the flat is ridiculous.
Yeah, plush.
No, not really.
Oh,
like,
no.
It's one of the modern new builds and he stayed in it for 10 days. So it's like, just looks like a show home.
He's just buying up properties, just, you know, that's what they do, man.
And his son comes over, gives me something, and I'm like, oh, shukran.
You said shukran.
Yeah, his son, the dude's like 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've got a funny story about the son as well.
Yeah.
I'll tuck it in now. You know, he goes, Habibi, you know what Andrew does? He's like, yeah. He, real estate. He rent flat and he give us money, 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 money to his son like this. Money, money, money. His son's just like,
whatever.
I've got I've got money.
they don't know the value of money, them motherfuckers.
But I swear on my mother's life, he looks up. Yes, but Dada, I've got loads of money. I don't know if he said loads.
Yeah.
100% Dada, I've got loads of money.
He's like, whatever. Yeah, you know bothered.
Why are you stopping me to tell me about this white man in the house going to make some shit?
He did it for you. And he goes, when he was talking to Sonny.
And I'm like, oh yeah, like you got money, yeah, you got money. He's like, yeah. And just walks off.
Yeah.
He doesn't even want to catch banter about it. So I'm like, anyway, but the dad goes, why you speak Arabic?
So you said shukran, why? Who gave
shukran,
you?
Shukran, the son gave me something.
Oh, okay, you said shukran.
Yeah, so back to the original story.
Yeah.
I said, shukran. It was his mum's wallet.
Put it on silent.
It was his mum's wallet.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm like, but the dad's there. So I'm like, shukran. He's like,
yeah.
So I take this and say, oh, shukran. And why you speak Arabic?
Hmm.
But he said it aggressive. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, in my mind, straight away, I was like, either he is fuming that I spoke in Arabic, or he's fuming that I spoke in Arabic to his son. Like, I don't know what.
Or he just, no.
Maybe he doesn't want the son to have anything to do with it. I don't know what the fuck. It's their family. You know what I mean?
I mean, I know why. Like, obviously, just Arab people. Anyway, you continue the story. Continue the story. Yeah.
And I'm like, because we're in his hallway, and he's like there. I'm towering over him, but he's like, "Why are you speaking Arabic?" And I'm like, "It's his yard." You know what I mean? I'm like,
"You don't want to seem disrespectful or something."
No, so I just said the truth. Oh, my friend.
Yeah.
He's teaching me like Arabic. Yeah. He teaches me a word a week. Prove it. I'm
like, oh shit.
Oh, and that's exactly what I thought. I went, "Oh shit." You can't say anything.
When you told me this, I was like, please don't say you land in Rabah Bull, because if you said that, he would have dashed you out of the balcony, bro.
So I'm like, oh, just give him like some rapid fire. And I'm like, oh, you know, like shukran, yellow, halas. He goes, halas you need.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit, what's this guy doing?
Yeah.
Very good. Andrew, flat yours. Flat is yours. You're very white. You're very white. I don't believe you speak Arabic. I can't believe. The flat is yours, anything. I'm like, oh yeah?
They love it. Arabs love it when you speak out, when you make a like just like slight interest, especially a white dude like you, like not expecting it whatsoever. They fucking love that.
It was so, why you speak Arabic?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh shit.
It's so dope.
So while he's like being safe to me, I'm like, yo, where's this guy? I'm like, you're going to go back to Saudi? He's like, yeah. I said, well, you let me manage it. Then so we charge him more money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, Andrew, I want top service. I want nothing to do. I don't, nobody call me.
Yeah.
Nobody, nada. He was basically saying, escucha, nada de nada. I'm not doing nada.
Yeah.
So you tell me which thing to sign the thing.
You had him in your pocket.
No, but he's like, I don't want to hear from tenant. I don't want to hear from this. I don't want to hear from, nobody has my number. Okay. I'm like, yeah. You're very white. I cannot believe. Very good. Keep learning Arabic. Here's my mum. Bash, gone. I came out buzzing. Like,
so he like took like the platinum deal, basically. Yeah like the top level deal. Thing. Oh my God.
And I'm just, because he's like, I'm like, yeah, well, it's, you know, the percentage. He's like, I don't care. Don't talk to me about this. I'm like, okay, see.
I'm telling you, man, learning Arabic, man. I mean, well, I didn't, obviously I'm Arabic, but like I've gotten free cab rides out of it. I've got free kebabs out of it. Like, you know what I mean? When you're drunk, so walking home, got no money, you walk into a place, if they speak Arabic, man, they're just like, yeah, Allah habibi, no problem. They don't want to take your money.
You needed a shit somewhere, and you're like, I'm going to go in here, I'm going to ask the geezer in Arabic if I have to speak Arabic. You might let me have a shit. Because I was telling you, there's no way you'd just go in there and have a shit. There's no way.
I was like, bruv,
you're not going to buy anything. You said, I'm not going to buy shit. I don't know, bruv. You can't just go in there and have a squeeze. But you were like, yeah.
Actually, that's a good one to learn. That's a good word. Can you say khara?
Say it again.
Khara.
Khara.
Yeah, so K-H-A-R-A.
Khara.
Khara. Yeah. That means shit. Khara means shit.
You say khara.
How do you say piss? Hold on. I don't know how they say piss. Fuck.
How do you say what's that?
Shuhei.
That's what I need.
Shuhei.
Shoe or su?
Shu.
Shuhei.
Like as in a shoe. You're wearing shoes. Yeah, shuhei.
Shuhei.
Like, hey, you over there. And hey means that.
Shuhei.
Or you can say shuhada.
Shuhada sounds more Arabic. Well, I want this one.
No, no, because it depends. Everything in Arabic is either female or male.
Right.
And I'm talking chair, table. Everything is gendered,
as Spanish it were. And French and Italian.
Yeah, so it depends what you're pointing at. Shuhay or Shuhada?
Hada I think is that's female. It.
Talal's going to kick my ass. He hates Arabic, yeah. Talal, man. He was gunning my Arabic, man.
Talal, I am guessing that Shuhada is female.
No, that's Shuhaydi and Shuhada.
Shuhaydi is female.
It's female. Shuhada is male.
Haydi sounds more masculine.
Haydi. It's not Haydi. It's Haydi.
Yeah, but it's Hades, the god of
the Hades, yeah. Shuhaydi and Shuhada. Okay, look. Okay, this is the words you're going to learn. Khada and Shuhaydi and Shuhada.
But wait,
you got right
there. There's no office here.
There's no office. He hasn't got his pen and pad. He hasn't got his pen and pad ready. Motherfucker.
So wait. Shuhaydi.
Shuhaydi is female. Shuhada. Or Shuhad. You can just say Shuhad.
Shuhad. Is that for everything?
That's male.
Plural.
Shuhad.
Shuhad.
No, Shuhad is singular, actually.
Amber, you don't even know.
No, plural is Shuhadul. Shuhadul is it's mad. Arabic language is difficult, man. That shit is tricky as fuck.
I bet you if Talal was here.
I swear the hardest languages to learn starts off first is Mandarin and that shit. It's supposed to be the hardest. Then it comes to Arabic. Because Mandarin, they're like going up and down, left and right. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the hell. I can't get my head around that shit. It's beautiful. I wish I knew. Yeah. But then Arabic is, it's obviously right to left. You know what I mean?
In Spanish, like Japanese, Korean, Malaysian people, like anything. Singapore, anything. El Chino.
A what?
The Chinese man.
All right. they don't like him.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. You're like, this is a Japanese restaurant. El Chino. You know, that means the Chinese. He's like, no, it's El Chino. It's El Chino. Doesn't matter what country you're from. And it's not like a racist thing. That's the way it is.
Damn.
That's it. Yeah. El Chino. And I'm like, yo, this is like this is Singapore. This is the same, say Singapore stuff here, Thai stuff here. They're like, El Chino. It's El Chino.
Jesus.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Man. When they order something in black and they say El Negrito, you're like, what? Hold
up.
Fuck, did you just say? You're like looking around. Like, what do you mean? No, that's it. That's normal.
I tell you what, in Arab countries, man, like, there's obviously it's mad racism there, especially against black people, but there's a lot of Middle Eastern Arabic countries where most of the people are black. You know what I'm saying? So it's a weird one. But in Syria, I never forget, my cousin came over from Syria. There's no black people in Syria. Very rare you'll see a black person, yeah? Same. Have you seen those videos in China of like black people in China?
Yeah, and just people walking Chinese.
Past? But people walking past going, oh, he's a black guy. Look how black he is. Oh my God, can I touch your hair? And all that fucking
there's
mad
a black
shit.
Guy, he's the nuts at speaking Chinese. Yeah. He doesn't let them
and
know.
And they're like, you speak Chinese? Oh my God. Yeah. It's so funny to see those vids. And it's kind of like, because they just don't see him that often, it's just such a weird fucking thing for them, so they can't help but come across as racist. But it's just curiosity, you know what I mean? It's a weird one. So same with my cousin. And I remember she came to London for the first time. She managed to get a visa somehow. This was when did Jurassic Park come out? 94?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're going back. 94 back or 93 in, I can't remember. So I was like,
I went
14.
To see my mum.
But it was in the cinema. It was in the cinema for a long time. So,
yeah, forever. Because
I'd already seen it, but then my cousin came over. She'd never been in a proper cinema before. She'd been in the cinemas, but not like a proper surround sound mad cinema. Yeah. Anyway, she came and I picked her up on the train on the Piccadilly line. I went to Heathrow, picked her up, and we're on the train now on the way back to the yard, and she's pinching me like that. In my arm, I'm like, fucking hell, like that, yeah. And then, you know, a little while go past, and then she pinched me. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you pinching me? It hurts.
I'm dreaming.
No, she said, if you see a black man, it's good luck. You have to pinch your mate. I'm not even kidding. And I said, I said to her, I was like, bro, you need to stop that right now, yeah. I'm being serious. I was like, you gotta give me a whole bruise around my arm. I go, there's bare black people here. Chill out. I swear. You know how some people, like, they see a red Volkswagen. Yeah, they're like, oh, it's good luck. And or Mr. Magpie. Hello, Mr. Magpie. I'm not even kidding. She did that. I was like, fucking stop that right now. Don't do that here. And then I took her to see Jurassic Park in the cinema. It blew her fucking mind.
Really?
Because obviously Jurassic Park.
What a great experience for
incredible,
her, man.
Incredible. And then we ended up doing a trip around Europe as well. And we didn't have, she didn't have a visa. She had a visa to France and England. And that's it. Mm. And then we got in the car, the whole family, and we went basically for a month. We drove, obviously, over the channel into France, all good. And then back then, we were still in the EU, obviously. And at the border of each country, we went into Holland, then we went to Germany, then we went to through Switzerland, then we ended up in the south of France, and then we drove back up, back over a month, you know what I mean? It was just an impromptu, mad trip. And every border crossing we did, you had to like kind of drive through this thing and they'd wave you through. They'd see the British passport just wave you through. So we put her Syrian passport at the back. So we had like all my family's passports, British passports, and then at the back.
So you went for the black.
And then we just wave it like that and they just waved us in. And every time we got into a country, we were like, way, like that, yeah. And we got her through. It was fine. I'm not even kidding. It was an amazing little trip.
I can imagine you looking, yay.
Because it was impromptu. If they found it and they turned us back, we would have just gone back and just did something else, you know? Yeah. But that was a hilarious trip. That was great.
I suddenly completely forgot where we were.
You were here.
That was the first time I've completely forgot. I just
we're in the
heard
substation.
Some noise in the background. I thought, fuck me. Imagine if someone just came in here now.
Mad pigeons everywhere and shit like that. How are we doing? Yeah, we're doing good. Oh, yeah, let me tell this Dubai story, man. It's kind of fucked up. I was living in Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
I got mad. Actually, there's quite a lot of these stories, but let me just tell this one. When I linked a girl out there, yeah, because I was there for about
lovely
a year.
Arabic girl.
I was there for about a year. I was working as a graphic designer for this woman called Neshwa.
Which country? Sorry,
Abu Dhabi in United Arab Emirates. Mm. Yeah, and obviously I had friends and family there. My dad was working there in the country, but I got a job as a graphic designer. My cousin hooked me up. This woman, Neshwa, she's basically the Oprah Winfrey of the Middle East. She's the fourth richest woman in the Middle East. She had a TV talk show, she had magazines, she had, you know, she was like Oprah Winfrey, but Middle Eastern, yeah. And it was quite a cool job, actually, man. And, and I did a website for her. We did a whole bunch of stuff for her, yeah, like graphic design stuff. And I would go, usually on the weekends, I'd go to Dubai to link my mates because Abu Dhabi was kind of dry. There was not much going on there. And there was a, what's his name? Fuck, the drum and bass, Fabio was DJing. Because once in a blue moon, especially back then, now I'm sure Dubai, bare people come up.
That's the guy I was trying to think of when I said people at Greenhouse.
You must have heard when Fabio and Groove Rider went there and Groove Rider ended up getting nicked and get locked up for an hour. That was the trip when they were coming over to do a DJ set for Fingy. It was Fabio Groove Rider. That's what it was billed as. And a mate that I'd met, big up my man Dumpa, he was DJing at the night. He's a French guy from France. A good friend of mine. He's a dapper.
Le vrai savent.
Yeah, I'll put a link below to one of his mixtapes, Dubwise. He's incredible. One of my favorite DJs. I'm not even kidding. This guy is incredible, yeah. And anyway, so he was DJing at this night. So we all went, and he was living in Abu Dhabi. So we all went in the cars, drove down to this night. But then we turned up and we saw it was only Fabio was playing. We didn't even know about what happened to Groove Rider, yeah. Anyway, whatever. My mate is DJing. I'm by the DJ booth. It's a wicked little club. And
here's a photo of me.
Yeah, I don't know if I got. I'm sure I do have photos, but I don't know if I can find those photos because they're on a hard drive
MySpace
somewhere.
MySpace days, bro.
Maybe I'll link. I'll ask Dumpo if he's got any. And anyway, so I I'd been there now. It'd been about 6 months, maybe I was there now, and I hadn't been laid yet. Yeah, I was a little bit gagging.
Man. Yeah.
I was like, it was dry out there. It was just hard to link girls
desperate.
Out there.
And, give me some boom boom juice.
Anyway, so I'm at this night and, you know, I'm getting drunk and everything. And then, you know, it's all like, you know, English, mostly English people in the crowd, you know, expats or whatever you want to call them that came there.
Air stewardesses.
And there was one girl there who kept like kind of like she was quite a big girl, though. Yeah, she was quite a big girl. I want to be nice.
My type of girl. Big girl.
Nah, she was like big. Like
super fat,
not in the right places.
She
yeah.
was dripping in goose fat. Man.
Her name was Davina as well. I remember her name.
Davina.
And she kept coming up to the to the booth and she was getting drunk and she was one of them girls.
How big is this girl? You can't say, if she's a fatty bum bum.
I don't want to take the piss, you know what I mean? She was had a beautiful face, she had a pretty face.
Do you know this bird?
No.
So
I
we
don't
can
know.
Go now, bro.
Okay, cool. So but I don't want to come across nah, like that.
The listeners are picturing you in this rave next to the fucking DJ bit. Yeah. And what, this fucking, what, is she 20 tons?
She's just a big girl. That's what
beach
I'm going to say.
Whale.
Just a big girl, yeah.
But like frumpy everywhere or just serious baps.
Okay, as the story goes on. You can use your imagination.
Nah,
yeah.
That's so
I'm there, and then this girl, she's coming on to me big time. Are you all right? Yeah, everything cool. She's coming
you
on.
You didn't
to
hear
me.
That?
Yeah. The, meh, meh.
Yeah.
So she's coming on to me the whole night, and I'm like, not on it, but I'm drinking now. I'm drinking. I get to a level where I'm kind of considering it. You know what I mean? Like I said, it'd been dry for a long time.
Give me
she
that
was
meat.
Well keen.
Give me that carne, mommy.
Anyway,
garbissimo.
But I wasn't thinking too much about it. And then the end of the night comes. Everyone's outside the club now. Everyone's ordering cabs and whatever, whatever. And then I just feel this hand grab my arm and pull me into this cab. And this girl, yeah? And I'm like, okay, I kind of let it happen, yeah? Literally, she dragged me into this cab. I'm being serious, yeah? And then we're lipsing in the cab. Then we get back to her house.
And you're like,
and then
what if this bitch sits on my face? I'm going to suffocate her.
I mean, yo, man. And then we do our thing, whatever, we end up at it's all a blur. Like I said, I'm pretty drunk, yeah.
And in Abu Dhabi?
No, in Dubai. This is Dubai now, because I'm in Dubai. And I wake up now, the next morning, I'm in this girl's bed. I wake up, guess how I wake up? From her leaning over me like that to the phone, like she had a phone thing, and she ordered a pizza.
And all of the...
I swear to you, man. Listen, she was like, I want a large pepperoni and a liter of Coke.
Listen.
She said, I want a large pepperoni and a liter of Coke. Then she looked at me and she goes, do you want anything? I swear to you, man.
You're like, love, she ordered enough to feed an army.
She ordered a large pizza and then asked me if I wanted any. I was like, I have a slice of yours. You know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking. But then I'm like, I'm good. Thank you. Like that, yeah. And then I ask her.
She's a big mama.
Then I ask her, I'm like, where are we? Because I have no idea where we are. And she's like, yo, we're in Sharjah. Yeah. Now, people who know about
Dubai.
Is she
white girl?
White girl, English girl.
English girl.
Yeah. Sharjah is the most Muslim spot in Dubai. Like, there's an area called Sharjah where it's like, if people, you can't walk hand in hand, a guy and a girl.
If I said, I swear to Allah, I'd be killed.
It's just the most Muslim. No, you won't get killed. It's not like that, yeah? It's not fucking Saudi, yeah? But, you know, it's a proper Muslim plot, yeah? And I'm like, oh shit, we're in fucking, and it's a bit out there as well, yeah. And I'm like, for fuck's sake. Anyway, so she's ordered her pizza now, so I'm sitting there waiting
what,
for this
in the
pizza.
Morning, bro.
For breakfast, bro. For breakfast, man.
Oh my days! And when she leaned over, not yeah. only did the back fall yeah, yeah. in your face, but all of this extra rib meat.
It was like that. I'm like that. I swear, and I look, bless her, yeah, I'm not
taking
like, a
holy
fist,
holy shit, she's a big girl, man, whoa, she's a big girl.
Anyway, then, okay, so
that's
gets,
why the
gets,
first question is, where the fuck are we?
Because the thing is, and I'm like, I'm just going to go get a cab, and she's like, no, I got to go, I'll show you where to get the cab, yeah?
Who are you and where
so
the
she gets
fuck
her
are
pizza,
we?
She munches her pizza, I wrestle a slice off her. Just kidding. And then, anyway, and then she's like, I'll take you to the cab joint, but we can't walk next to each other. She's like, let me leave, and we can't be seen leaving the flat
yeah,
together.
Yeah, you walk behind me, bitch. We'd fucking...
Well, she's leading the way. She's got to show me where this fucking place is. Give me the light, please. Mm. And we can't be seen leaving. She'll get deported. Like, it's that serious. If she's seen leaving the flat with a guy that she's not married to...
Doing the, what's it called, walk of shame.
Yeah, she'll get...
Execute.
I'm not even... Not execute. It's not that bad. I don't want to put... Like, Arabs, they're not going to chop your hand off and they're not going to... They don't do that, man. They'll deport you. You know what I mean? But they're not going to do any of that. They don't
execute
do that
them.
Shit, man. Genuinely. But, So I'm like, fuck's sake. So she leaves the apartment. She's like, yeah, count to 20. Then follow me down. Yeah.
Fucking
it was up. Mad. And then she walks me... Obviously, I'm behind her. And she walks me to the cab place. And then I get in a cab and I'm like, see you later, man. That was hilarious, man. Again, much respect, you know, I don't discriminate, you know, I don't
that's
care.
Why,
you
that's
know.
Why, you don't, it's obvious you don't discriminate.
Yeah.
You got to pleasure the fatties as well.
I'm just saying, they need loving too, you know what I mean? It was all a blur. It was like all a blurry blur.
It was all a dream.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Listen, man, I reckon we should wrap it up now, man.
Have we got Gref Critique? Let's do one thing for Gref Critique. One of these bits.
Oh, no, I got a flick to show you. Listen, actually.
I got to do a sorry ecket. I nearly fucking went.
Listen, I want to big up Acme. There's a writer, we've critiqued his thing. Remember the bridge where he had a dub?
And well, we're not doing anything from here.
Okay. But I want to show you one thing. You're going to love this. And I want to big up Acme. We've critiqued one of his, well, like I said, the photo. Do you remember this one theme? It was like a dub. And then we saw that there was one under the bridge. And then there was one on the other bridge. And it was three in one. Remember that one?
Yeah, I noticed it. You didn't notice it.
You did. Yeah, exactly. He's contacted us, yeah? That guy, I'm going to put some photos up now. He's got like suitcases of flicks of London Graf from like back in the day.
Really?
He's documented a lot of shit. So he was like, I'm willing...
More copies, like hard copies.
He's like, I'm willing to send you some flicks for you guys to check out. And I was like, yeah, send some stuff. And check this.
Yalla, yalla, yalla.
He sent me a whole bunch. But now, because we don't have a lot of time,
It's 5 o'clock. We've got to do it. We've got another piece of greatness coming.
Oh, yeah. We basically got access to the Underbelly DDS documentary. You know the one? Everyone's seen the clips. We have the real deal. So we're going to post that up as well. You've probably seen it already. So I think it will come out before this. So yeah, you know.
It's an amazing link. You heard it here first.
Let us know.
Arms House to Your Mum's House is releasing Underbelly.
Yeah.
The actual fucking thing that everybody's been waiting to see. When's it coming out? It's coming out on Arms House.
It's here. It's there. So you can check that out. If you haven't seen it already, go check it out. Let us know in the comments what you think about it. But look, this is one of the flicks he sent. Check that out.
Oh, leave it up!
Leave it out! Explain it for the people listening. What are you looking at right now?
An almost perfect piece of graph. Almost perfect. Splat piece.
Splat.
District line. Old one. Looks like the fucking... Oh, mate. Those push buttons and stuff to open. Fuck.
Yeah.
The train is so sick!
It's a panel old white window district down.
Line. It's a panel window down, splat piece, big up splat.
Yeah.
Big fan of the letters, man.
That's a killer piece, no?
But
it's not a wild style, relatively simple letters, but look at the bounce on those letters and the way it looks is just...
I'm of the thought that I've seen much, much better splat pieces.
Yeah, but that one's It's a sick one.
But it's a sick one and it's on the fucking London. Look, that's the fucking the kind of picture I want.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wanted to show
retire
you.
Graph. But you can't go back in time. Like these lucky bastards have got these, man. Those white trains, man. Fucking hell. I only got jump downs on them.
Yeah.
So it's pink and looks like green. It's mainly pink. Bits of green in there and maybe a bit of blue actually at the bottom of the thing coming out of the T.
It's a Downrock 3D, yellow, right?
Yeah, yellow Downrock 3D.
Black outline.
Some blue, but it's got the classic schemes like there's just an arrow, like a heart and there. Like, highlights on it.
Oh man.
Fucking
hell. I'd get that framed, man. That's how dope it is, man.
Where do you reckon that was done?
I don't know. Looks like maybe Acme will let us know in the comments.
Parsons?
Yeah, it could be. Or Golders. No, not Golders.
That's a yard shot as well, isn't it? That's why I love them shots.
You can see the flash is like kind of...
Yard shot, bro. It could be anywhere, bro. Fucking hell.
You can tell he's quite close up to the train as well. He couldn't get back.
Splat had some mad pieces, man.
Yo, I'm surprised we don't see a splat tag in here somewhere,
That's the
man.
Kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? This kind of place.
And it's got the round edges on the 3D and the little tag on the black bit under the train and the little stars going through, a little heart in there. Oh, man. So nice. Little lime green with the pink.
that Zonk documentary. Yeah, I forgot to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
You know when he's going to take the geezer on the tracks?
Yeah.
And he's like, how do you propose getting over this? So blood, I could climb anything, blood.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. And I'm like, what was he gonna? Is he gonna go and take them on a fucking mission? Yeah, blood, I can climb anything, but it's just a matter of getting over. But he pulls himself up,
and his belly hanging out and shit. Props to Zonk though, but I'm just saying.
Dossie's up there. Those this for everyone in London, Graf, anyway, it must be Graf.
Yeah.
Knows about those that disgusting little fucking hills that go up to the fucking track. He just shoots up it like a ferret, like shoom, blatantly covered in shit afterwards. Yeah. Gets the best reach for them, you know what I mean, of all time. On the properly knows exactly where to go, but fucking hell, it's so joke. Basically, bruv, I can climb anything.
Mad props to Zonk, man, for sure. Every
Jesus
time.
Jokes. Dude, why did you stop doing grab? Well, to be honest, yeah, I got into selling drugs. Just murked it.
Yo, man, listen. Let's wrap it up while we're ahead, man. Much love, party people.
That was episode 74.
74, man.
This one is like 75. It's a like real pensioner, kind of.
Yeah, 75, man.
75, Johnny, come alive.
Obviously, I'm going to do shots of stuff around this warehouse so you guys can check it out.
I'll take the better shots. Here's me, take a photo of taking a pencil.
Just, you know, people, just if you can't support the pod by joining the Patreon or buying a t-shirt, then leave a comment.
Leave a broad clock comment.
Hit the like button, you know what I mean? Don't be a dick. no, I'm just kidding. Just, you know, just these little things, they help, man. They don't cost a thing. We will keep bringing you podcasts every Wednesday. Arms House
to your motherfucking mom.
Go out on that tune, that same tune. Play it again, man. Let's have a little rave. Woo-hoo. A little rave in the warehouse, man. A little warehouse rave.
I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv.